Eat some beets, man.
Yeah.
I love this day.
Yeah. Let's bring up Amanda Faison, who's the food editor at 5280 Magazine. You're going to have to guide us through what is the cover story for the March issue, Best New Restaurants. Amanda, first, as the food editor, I want to ask if you were at the photo session for the cover photo, because it's pretty delectable.
It is pretty delectable. I was not at the photo session. However, I have had those sliders, and they're really terrific. And in fact, what's fun about those sliders, these are at the Curtis Club. That's who's on our cover. They're actually three different, there's a fish, there's a beef, and there is a vegetarian patty. So you get, when you get them, you get all three, or you could, you know, just do beef, just do, you know, fish or whatever. But they're all really good.
I imagine. I mean, I've heard there's a technique to making it, you know, really moist, or making it really hot, or getting the steam to come off of it for the picture. But my goodness. The Curtis Club, where are they located?
So the Curtis Club is at 20th, and I'm going to look it up to make sure I'm getting exactly there. Let's see. It's 2100 Curtis Street. So
okay.
It's the corner of 21st and Curtis.
That's our neighborhood.
Exactly, and it's really cool. You go over there, and you know that used to be a club. It used to be a music club. So you don't really know what to expect, and you walk through these doors, and this restaurant is beautiful, and it's fun, and it has sort of a Western theme, but not overly so. I mean, it's not cliche in any way, shape, or form. And Eric Johnson is the chef over there, and he's just doing terrific things. They've taken a really cool building in a really cool neighborhood and done it right, essentially.
Amanda Faison, food editor with 5280 Magazine. How did you organize the list of 10 hip, really delicious restaurants in Denver right now?
Well, so it's about a year's worth of research that goes into it. All of these restaurants opened since January 2013. So
Okay. The
way that our production schedule is, it's not, you know, it's not February to February. It's basically January to January, or end of December.
Mm-hmm.
So the 10 restaurants that we chose, they're not ranked. We never rank our best new restaurants. We simply say these are the best ones that you should be going to now. And so it's a lot of research, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm really proud of the list this year, and really proud of what's happening in Denver right now.
Okay, so maybe I've noticed that now that the word is out and people know Denver is a place to try your new ideas, the existing chefs, existing restaurants that sort of spin off, what are the spinoffs on the list of the 10 best?
That is a terrific question. I'm glad you asked that. So Acorn is one of them. That's from Stephen Radowski and Brian Dayton. They opened Oak at 14th in Boulder a few years back, about 3 years back, and have opened Acorn at The Source, which is on Brighton Boulevard in that new, really cool warehouse market center.
Right between the Coliseum and downtown on Brighton Boulevard, yep.
Exactly. So Acorn is there. They spun off from Boulder, which is definitely a trend. And then you have Los Chigones, which is one of Troy Gard's new restaurants. So he owns Tag, Tag Raw, Tag Burger. And Los Chigones is his take on Mexican food. And it's really fun. And it's on the corner of 25th and Larimer. So sort of this there's this push of kind of South Ballpark and kind of Rhino, like, mashing up against each other.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
all of a sudden these just tons of restaurants over there, including Los Chigones.
Carlos, you were asking about the new Mexican restaurants, because we have our old favorites.
That's true.
But this one might be a new one to try.
Exactly. It's the first I've heard of it, so thanks
for
that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not traditional Mexican. It's, you know, it's not like El Taco de Mexico, which is fabulous.
Well, it's not like La Fiesta, that's for sure.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. This is definitely more kind of modern take on Mexican, and Troy is from Hawaii, so he has some kind of Hawaiian sensibilities and brings some Asian ingredients. You know, he spent time in Asia as well, so he brings all kinds of different flavors together, and I think he does it really well. I think he balances all of the textures and flavors and everything incredibly well. It's just fun. It's a taqueria / cantina. I mean, it's low. It's kind of casual and low-key, but fun.
All right, give us something completely new, a brand-new effort, a brand-new chef. Who's brand spanking new on this list, best new restaurants in 5280?
Well, there's well, there's several. Oh, my goodness. How do I pick? One of them that I think is really exciting is the Plymouth. So the Plymouth is also sort of in your neighborhood. It's Mayfair. It's 28th and, oh, I'm going to say Vine-ish, give or take.
Oh, okay.
And so it's right in the middle of the neighborhood, and it's this wonderful little just kind of jewel box of a restaurant that you go in. It's, you know, give or take 40 seats in a bar, just a couple wait staff working the place, and it's fantastic. The chef came from Z Cuisine originally. So he was at Z Cuisine, and then he was at Cook Street School of Fine Cooking. So he is incredibly knowledgeable and very talented. And you get this type of beautiful kind of French-influenced cuisine, but in a really lovely neighborhood environment. I love this place. It just kind of envelops you when you walk in, and there's no pretense. It's terrific. I love it.
The name of it again is?
The Plymouth.
The Plymouth at around 28th and Vine, sort of in that neighborhood.
It is 2335 28th Avenue.
All right, right north of City Park.
Exactly.
Amanda Faison, food editor with 5280 Magazine, their March cover story, Best New Restaurants. There's 10 of them. She narrowed it down to, and you can pick up all the rest there. Thank you, Amanda. Good eating.
Thank you. Thanks so much.